Steve, can you talk a little bit about specifically the INNOVATE trial, what the design was, and the primary findings?
Yeah, so the key message out of that study was that if you add ibrutinib to rituximab, it's better than rituximab. And one may ask why rituximab, you know, as a control arm, because that's really the community standard. Whether you look at our SEER data here in the United States or you look at the wonderful data generated by Christian Buske and Thanos, you know, in Europe looking at practice patterns, what you'll see is in the real world, in the community, patients get as their first line single agent rituximab. So I think that was a fair comparator. And if we were to move the field ahead in any way, we had to look in a randomized way as to what was better than rituximab alone. So that's why the trial was designed, where patients got ibrutinib along with rituximab, and they were followed. And I think also the importance of that trial is it also looked at the underlying genomics. It looked at how patients fared based on their MYD88 and CXCR4 mutation status. We did see superiority in terms of overall response, major response, and even progression-free survival when ibrutinib and rituximab were compared to rituximab alone. But we also saw differences based on the genomic subtypes. And I think the key takeaway message there was that the CXCR4 mutations did, in fact, impact response in the MYD88 mutated individuals, and that we did also see early progression.